Yeah.
But I hadn't heard that one.
No, I had. That's the first time I've ever heard some. I'm glad to know I'm not crazy.
Most people, I mean, like, was the people we know said weatherboard or something like that, but would people say side cheating?
Yeah, back home up in Prince Frederick.
Yeah.
Well, back in my day, that's what you call for side cheating. If you didn't say side cheating, they didn't know what you're talking about.
What are you looking at?
I was looking at a chicken. It was wasting no time getting across there. Dancing across.
That kitten with the feathers just going to town over there.
What do you call that right there? Where you sit like on the porch?
We call that porch. Yeah.
If it didn't have a roof on it, would you call it anything different?
Flat.
Do you have a name for a small fenced area where you bring the cows in before milking?
We'll call it the milk barn.
Are those your cows down yonder? I hear.
Over by back over here.
Over here.
Over here.
What do you call a wall or a fence made of rocks or stones? I don't think there's too many of them around here. I don't see too many.
How do you say it?
Mostly barbed wire around here.
Would you say a rock fence or a stone fence or rock
wall?
Well,
we say it's wire fence here. Yeah.
But if you saw one made out of rocks or stones or anything, would you call it?
We call it a rock fence, rock wall, I believe.
Yeah.
You can see some around some place that got rock walls around it. Like I got wire around, some of them got rock.
Yeah. If you were to go to milk the cows, and the thing you take to put the milk in, it's a large wooden thing, and it's open at the top, and you can carry stuff in it. What would you call that?
We call it a milk pail.
And if it was made out of metal, would you call it anything different? Like say if it wasn't made out of wood, say it's made out of metal.
Well, we just call it a milk bucket. Might say funny to you, but that's what I tell you like what we called it. We call it a milk bucket.
Yeah.
That's
what I would call it too.
That's what we call it when it comes to metal. We say a milk bucket.
Uh-huh. And then here's that thing about the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove. You'd call it a spider?
Spider.
Yeah.
What else could you call it?
Just a frying pan, a creeper.
A skillet. Creeper. Did you ever call it a creeper?
Well, some people call some of them creepers. But now what we use, we call it a griddle.
A griddle.
Isn't that a griddle, though?
A little round thing, cook a little flat, thin whole cake bread.
Good for pancakes.
That's right.
In the kitchen sink, the thing the water comes out of, what's that thing you turn it on and off with?
Washing.
Yeah. And what's that like if you have it in a barrel, a wooden barrel? If you have that thing in a wooden barrel, what would you call it? Would you call it the same thing or would you call it something different?
I don't know what you'd call it.
Would it be a fine thing?
No, most everything I know is a wooden barrel. Way back y'all in them days, it'd kill a cow and pull it up with vinegar and water and drop the steak over that barrel. That's all I ever know to do with that wooden barrel.
Yeah.
Well, sir.
If you had a thing on the side of the house that you like put your garden hose onto, what would you call that?
We call that a spigot.
Yeah, spigot. When you buy food at the store, what do they put it in for you to carry it home in?
Paper bags.
What else could you call it?
Or you could say a tote bag, a poke, paper sack.
A poke?
Bag.
Well, that's what it is. It's in a paper bag.
Yeah, but that's what it is when you go to the grocery store.
That's right, a paper bag.
Like, what would you call, though, like, if you had a, if you went and got a, it's made out of loosely woven cloth, and if you went to the store and you'd get, like, say, 100 pounds of feed for your horses or 100 pounds of chicken feed for your chickens or something, what kind of bag would you call that?
I call that a croaker bag.
Yeah.